Good morning and welcome to The Print AM. I'm Shikha Salaria, special correspondent with The Print, and I report on politics, government and crime in the vast state of Uttar Pradesh. Today, I bring to you the podcast version of my story on jail gangster turned politician Mukhtar Ansari's conviction in the most sensational criminal incidents that had rocked the temple town of Varanasi in the year 1991. Almost 32 years after former Congress MLA Ajay Rai's brother Avdhesh Rai was gunned down outside their house, a Varanasi MP MLA court on Monday handed over life imprisonment to jailed gangster turned politician Mukhtar and imposed a fine of Rs 1.20 lakh on him in connection with the case. This is the fifth case in which Mukhtar has been convicted since September 21. Calling it a long-awaited victory, Congress leader Ajay Rai, who had been fighting for justice for the past 32 years, remarked that someone who keeps standing against the mafias finally emerges triumphant over them. Let me give you a little background of the case to begin with. On August 3, 1991, five assailants had reached in a Maruti van outside Avdhesh's house and sprayed bullets at him when he was standing there with his brother Ajay, an ex-MLA. Ajay took his injured brother to a hospital in the same van which the assailants had left behind after spraying bullets on Avdhesh. But Avdhesh was declared dead on arrival. The murder was said to be the result of a prolonged rivalry between the gangs of Mukhtar and Mafia Brijesh Singh, as the latter was considered close to the Rai family. Speaking to media persons outside the court, Ajay Rai's lawyer Anuj Yadav shared the details of the court order and why it remained pending. Definitely, there were a lot of ups and downs in the case as it remained pending after the matter reached the Allahabad High Court and the Supreme Court too, multiple times. But now, a verdict has finally come. The judgment has enhanced the public's confidence in the judiciary, he said. Yadav said that there were five accused in the case in total, including one unknown person. Two accused have already died and records of some are pending in an MP MLA court in Prayagraj, which will also see movement soon. The accused included Mukhtar Ansari, Abdul Kalam, Bheem Singh, Kamlesh Singh and Rakesh Srivastav. A fine of Rs 20,000 has been slapped on Mukhtar for the charge of rioting, he said. Mukhtar's lawyer Akhilesh Upadhyay meanwhile said that his client would approach the Allahabad High Court against the same. Yadav further explained that for the charge of murder against Mukhtar, the court has handed over a life imprisonment to him, along with slapping a fine of Rs 1 lakh on him. In his verdict, Special MP MLA Judge Avnish Gautam noted that the defense lawyer sought minimum punishment for the accused, citing his ill health. Additional District Government Counsel Criminal Vinay Kumar Singh opposed the arguments of the defense side and said that the accused has a long criminal history and the brazen daylight murder of Avdhesh Rai shows that the case falls in the category of the rarest of the rare case. Hence, he pleaded for maximum punishment for the accused. The order reads, the court further cited the Ram Lal versus State of Haryana case of 1993 to say that the case did not fall under the category of the rarest of the rare case. Charges have been proved against Mukhtar. In the Supreme Court order in the Ram Lal versus State of Haryana 1993, the court has opined that death penalty has to be awarded only in rarest of the rare cases. In the present facts and circumstances, the case does not fall in the category of rarest of rare cases. Hence, as per the court's view, accused Mukhtar Ansari is sentenced to the following punishment, the judge said in his order. Significantly, in this case, the case diary had gone missing from the court records and this was revealed when a photostated copy was produced by the Chetganj police station in charge in the court. Subsequently, the station house officer of the Kant police station in Varanasi had lodged a case against Mukhtar for criminal conspiracy in July last year. Outside the court, a visibly relieved Congress leader Ajay Rai, who is also the provincial party head of UP East region, termed the verdict as a long-awaited victory. Today, with the blessings of Baba Vishwanath, we have won the 32-year-old fight along with my friends, family and our lawyers. We were waiting for 32 years and you can understand what it means for me, my family and our elder brother's daughter. All of us want to thank the judiciary. The way we fought hard and pursued the case produced evidence. We felt that Mukhtar will get maximum punishment and that's what the judiciary did, he told the media. We fought for 32 years. The one who keeps standing against mafias will win over them. We kept fighting even as the governments changed. Asked if he faced threat to life, after the verdict, Ajay said that while he had repeatedly sought enhanced police protection from the government, he was provided only with 2-3 gunners. If there is any untoward incident, the Bharatiya Janata Party government will be responsible. The government has to see that it should provide security to a man and the family who are still standing after fighting for so long, the Congress leader said. Since September 2021, this is the fifth conviction that has been handed over to Mukhtar. Mukhtar was first convicted on 21 September 2021 in a case lodged against him for assaulting a jailer in 2003. The next day, he was convicted in a case lodged against him under the stringent Uttar Pradesh Gangsters and Anti-Social Activities Prevention Act in Lucknow in 1999. Then, a Ghazipur court had in December last year convicted Mukhtar and his aide Bhim Singh in a Gangster Act case dating back to 1996. On April 29, he was sentenced to 10 years of imprisonment by an MPMLA court in Ghazipur in connection with another Gangster Act case lodged in 2007. That case was lodged against him and his politician brother Afzal Ansari, a former BSP MP, after their details were recorded on the basis of the writing witness in Varanasi in the aftermath of the Krishnanand Rai murder case of 2005 and other cases, including the murder of coal trader and VHP office bearer Nand Kishore Rungta. We'll keep bringing you more updates around the law finally catching up with Mukhtar. For such detailed coverage of Uttar Pradesh politics, government and crime, tune in to The Print AM every day and subscribe to The Print.